actually, it's the Sioux Valley girls getting a tip here, just getting started in this fifth-place game, and down goes Gardner. Slippery floor there in the morning. But they get the first bucket here to get things started on our last day of the Crowley Classic, and all the action's been right here on KSDP, and Virgil's been on the board the whole time. I think he's got a sleeping bag set up, and they deliver pizza. He's on his third day of cold pizza. So the girls here, boy, they have had quite a road trip. Five games in a week. Actually, five games in 6 days, man. I think they had Tuesday off. King Cove pretty much the same way. They're coming up later, too. Here's Gardner with it up top. She's just searching for the spot there. And talk about two good freshmen going – well, actually, that's right. The Ellie Beach – no, Dylan Beach of Dylan Beach of Susitna Valley, freshman for the Sioux Valley Rams. She kind of leads the way for them as the shot there was from Lindsay. Oh, yeah, that's right. So and I thought for a second there I was putting Lindsay as a freshman, but she's a sophomore. It's Alexia as a freshman. So you've got Lindsay, a good shooter. She needs to get more aggressive with her shot, but she pops a three-pointer there to put Sandpoint on top. As I was picking up my notes, and so the girls actually jump to a one-point lead here. You've got Beach, then, the freshman that leads the way for she's got the ball right now for Sioux Valley, picked up by Gardner, and that's going to be a nice matchup. Brittany's tough and quick and strong, even though they're both about the same size, too. And Faith Carlson starting out there today, too, reaches over trying to grasp that rebound, but Eileen Johnson sneaks in and taps it away, so Sioux Valley keeps the possession. Now, here's the shot out there by Beach, and Gardner got there a little late. Still, she comes away with the outlet pass off the miss, goes into the lane, the ball on the floor, and Grenier picks it up and right out to Beach again. Beach looking for some help. This is going to be the matchups today. Everybody kind of in the matchup they should be. Gardner with a near pick there gets picked off by Beach, and that sets it up for Machenko. First shot misses. Nicole had the rebound briefly, but good hustle again by Johnston. Eileen is Eileen and Aaron are the Johnston girls. They only have five players. Oh, Gardner with a reach in knocks the ball free, but gets called for the foul. And from my vantage point, I'd have blown that whistle too, hard not to see anything but our hand across the arm. So got to watch those reach-ins. You can reach in when they're coming down the side. Here's Holmberg with a good defensive board. So Lindsay with a rebound at the defensive end. Now she's working against Grenier, who's a freshman too. Grenier's probably a six-footer, so she's a tall girl, long arm. So we've got some nice matchups for the girls this morning. Here's Nicole down low, gets the ball from Lila. First shot just off the iron there. On the backside, that's a hard one on the baseline when you're about 4 feet away. And it goes off the weak side and bounced out. Now for the girls. Ball tapped out over there by Lila Gunderson. And here's Carlson with the steal. Faith steps into the passing lane there, comes up with a steal, makes it. Still 3-2, but a chance to build on the lead here a little bit. Gardner in a double team, gets it out to Lila. Three on the way. No, not there. As Eileen Johnston with it. Good look for Lila, though. That one just not on the mark. You know, this is interesting, too, here. The girls have played each day on the opening game. They were 8:30, 8:30, and now 9 o'clock. And this shot also off. Similarly, for the Sioux Valley Lady Rams, the Rams are a two-way school. They only have the five girls, though, out for basketball, which I haven't talked to Coach and AD Jimmy Sickler about that, because this would be a pretty solid girls group up here, and volleyball, basketball, always had a lot of kids turn out, and to have only five this year is kind of unusual. Nicole with the drive-in gets fouled on a drive. Eileen Johnston with the foul. Nicole, she's good at the free throw line. The first one pushes it out to 4-2. Nicole, I think, hit all four of them yesterday in the game. She's got a really nice release there. This one, I shouldn't have said anything about it. She misses. Faith gets a rebound right back to Nicole for two. Faith Carlson with an offensive board. And then the assist to Nicole for 2 points. 6-2 score. Carlson just getting better every time she's in the game out here. Fun to see. And here's Gardner with a steal. She just outraces the ball to the player and takes it away in stride. Now here's Lila. Pass over the top, goes to Nicole. Nicole in the lane, rolls one in. Good job, Nicole. Being aggressive to start the game yesterday, you know, she tends to kind of lay back a little bit, and then she got into it in the second half, put in 9 of her 11, I think it was, in the second half. Here she is starting off with two buckets and a free throw. And here is Aaron Johnston with the shot, misses there. I think we're going to get a foul on Nicole helping out. Grenier had the ball and tried to put up the shot, but from the side, Nicole got a piece of it. Now here's Beach underneath. Can't get a clean look. Still the ball in the hands of Sioux Valley. She's grabbed for that basketball. Over to Aaron Johnston. Her three-pointer misses. There's Grenier once, twice, as Carlson lost her footing there. And so Grenier had an open layup in a sense. Oh, Brittany has the ball picked by Beach. She's got two. And just like that, it's an 8-6 ball game. Back-to-back buckets. There's a little pressure in the backcourt here by Sioux Valley. Girls got to handle it. Pass goes ahead to Nicole. She starts off on the dribble, and it just got free from her. And Eileen Johnston picked it up. Johnson, a really good hustling player. She's a bigger girl, too, as here's the ball into the high post, taken away there by Nicole. Right to Faith, a little bit close. They are together. And Lila comes up with it. Lila, nice switch hands of the dribble. And Lindsay gets the ball out on the wing. Holmberg's got to get, Lindsay got to get a little more aggressive wanting that ball. She's open over there, got to take that shot. That's it right there. A three-pointer for Lindsay. Holmberg sets up in spots, but she's got to be aggressive, want that basketball, and be ready to shoot. And she does it again there. As they just get more confidence when things like that happen. There's Beach trying to drive against Lindsay. Keeps her hands up, moves her feet. Oh, Aaron Johnston almost with the travel. And here's Beach down the right baseline, misses a shot. Eileen Johnston with a tough board and shoots over Faith Carlson. Great hands-up defense, but couldn't stop that. 11-8 here in this first quarter as we wind down inside the last minute of the first. Here's Faith. Puts it off the glass and in. Carlson comes back and answers against Eileen. Johnston and Carlson, both of them right at each other, and they trade baskets there. 13-8 score. Sandpoint still on top. Here's Dylan. Down to Eileen again. This one won't work, as there's going to be a foul. Holmberg and Nicole Gunderson were in there, and I think Eileen's going to get the foul call. Yeah, for Johnston, that's her second then. So Eileen is, to me, she's their best inside player. And now here's a foul on Aaron Johnston as Gardner coming up the sideline. A little bit of a push. But Forster almost out of bounds, so I think that's the referee calling that. So now Gunderson with it. Nicole with Johnston on her, and the Sioux Valley girls cranking up the defense with 7 seconds left. They're going to have to look for a shot here. 4 seconds. Here's Nicole, tries to put it up, gets it to Carlson. Oh, just can't get that one to drop. Faith right there underneath, but too far underneath. That's the end of the first quarter, though. The Lady Eagles on top, 13-8 over Sioux Valley. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on KSDP.
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP. High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
The next step up here, Virgil, is the second period, and the Sandpoint Lady Eagles come out in great shape here. They Sioux Valley gets the first bucket, and then they came back, take the lead, and stay in the lead throughout the first quarter. It's 13-8 as they start the second. The basketball belongs to Sioux Valley, though, to begin this quarter, and here's Erin Johnston tries a three-pointer out there. Nicole with the long rebound. She's got Eileen chasing her. Now holds up. Good job by Good job by Nicole. Hesitation dribble to get by Eileen, but then took the extra step as Johnston got there. So we start out with the 5-point lead here in the second period. Let's see how it goes here as Sioux Valley started to crank up the defense a little bit, and there's Johnston trades that travel right back as Erin. She can shoot the shot from the outside, but has tried a couple here, hasn't made one. Yeah, and that one, she was open there and didn't try it. And then I think that's what made her travel. It's like, I should have probably shot that. Here's Gardner inside for the first time. Brittany has really carried the team in a lot of ways. But yesterday's game, because of the way I believe it was the Tri-Valley girls yesterday, but the way they were guarding her, or the Reddington girls, the way they were guarding her, she had to kind of give up the ball a lot more, and Nicole was the one that stepped up to move the ball around. Also, Lila Gunderson, so, you know, other people taking over that spot as Brittany hits the first one. Misses on the second. Nicole with the offensive board comes out to Brittany. Oh, had faith briefly, but couldn't get it to her in time. Now Nicole in the lane, a reach-in foul going to be called there on Erin Johnston. Or actually, the reach-in foul is going to be called on Eileen Johnston. Oh, that's number three on her. There's Nicole to the hoop. The ball there and the ball a little bit hard off the glass. She was coming in from the free throw line. Beach back the other way, misses. Holmberg with the rebound. Lindsay gets it out to Brittany. Gardner racing up court. Has Mashenko in front of her. Now Erin Johnston. Two players on her, and she finds Lila Gunderson open up high. There's Lila back to Nicole. As, again, the defense of Sioux Valley, real good faith getting up there to help out. And Lila comes cross-court to Holmberg. They're on her this time. No shot there. When she learns to put that ball on the floor and make herself a double threat, Holmberg's going to be something. Here is Lila to inbound. His ball tipped out by Sioux Valley. Comes Lindsay to get it. And then back it goes there to Lila. Now to Brittany. Opens. Comes down the left side off the glass. Ball tipped around in there and picked up by Mashenko. And then the foul on Gardner just going after that loose ball. So for Gardner, that's the team's third, just her second. She had that reach in early. A 14-8 score here, 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Sandpoint on top. Here's a steal by Lila. She's got Gardner ahead of the pack. Brittany is going to catch up with it and doesn't get the good angle. As you heard the thunder and heard of the Rams coming. There was three Ram defenders on her. by the time she got that ball to the hoop, here's Grenier in the lane, grabbed by Nicole as she tries to move to the hoop. And so it'll be out of bounds under their basket for Sioux Valley. Holmberg gets the hands up on it but can't pull in the steal. Now comes to Beach, and she gets two. First points of the second period for the Rams makes it a 14-10 game. 5:26 to go in the first half. As here comes Gardner against pressure. Ahead to Lila. Lila pitches it down to Holmberg. Holmberg has a shot blocked by Grenier. And Beach trying to help out Grenier down there. As Holmberg stayed with it, kept her hands up blocking the pass. Beach came over to help out and was on the baseline. Here's Nicole again. Boy, Johnson nearly picked up foul number four. Brittany Gardner with it. Gardner has it poked away by Johnson, but on a reach-in. And for Eileen, that is her fourth foul. I heard Coach Jimmy Sickler over there for Sioux Valley said, that's the third time he got a foul reaching. And it's like, yeah, they're going to call it every time. Here's Nicole off the miss by Brittany. Faith gets the next rebound. Now to Lindsay in the lane. Holmberg rolls it in. She got such a soft touch and a beautiful follow-through. She's got three baskets here. Now the turnover. Beach going back to Mashenko, and Mashenko just took her eyes off the ball. As a little pressure in the backcourt by Sam Point, they get the turnover. 16-10 they lead now. 4:49 to go first half. Sam Point works it around to Holmberg, right side up to Lila. She'll reset. As Beach stays, a nice dribbling by Lila. Gets it down to Faith. Faith to Gardner. Gardner in the lane, left-hander. No, Nicole gets a hand on it. And Grenier comes away with it. And Nicole, you can't reach either. As Brittany Gardner and almost reaching in too. Nicole almost reaching in. They all heard Coach Sickler, and they thought, did he mean to reach in? And that two-pointer, good for, was that Johnston, I think? Yeah, that's so. She gets a bucket there, makes it 16-12. Yeah, one thing about, and Alexia is going to check in. Here comes the sophomore Holmberg. I get those two swapped out, but Alexia Holmberg in for Carlson. Comes Gunderson to the ball, and Gardner came out of behind the out of bounds line there. She came out a tad late as Gunderson pitched it back to her, and she wasn't fully on the court. So it turns it over to Sioux Valley. Beach with it. And Sand Point is led after Holmberg's three-pointer from the start back there, two-minute mark of the first quarter. So here's the missed shot there by Johnston and picked off by Lila Gunderson. Now comes to Holmberg. Holmberg, not a good pass, is picked off there by Beach. She's going to go to the hole for two. Gardner gets a hand on it and gets the foul. Brittany coming from behind. Should have probably let that one go. She picks up her third now. And at the line, Beach for the three-point play try, 16-14. It will stay. Nicole with the board taken away by Grenier. No held ball. And this will still belong to Sandpoint. Grenier, for her height, her size, and just a freshman, she's actually got pretty decent coordination out there, and she hustles. She gets after it. She's scrappy for a tall girl like that, not afraid to get to the floor. So I look down the road, and a girl like that gets some camp ball and some things like that. She could be one of those players in 2 or 3 years where you say, boy, she's dominating again. And And AC checking in also. So Buenaventura in at the three-minute mark. Here's Beach. Tries a three off the glass and in. She hits the three. Just like that. That four-point lead evaporates. And now a one-point lead for the Lady Rams of Susitna Valley. 17-16 are scored to 2:52 mark. Gacy with the basketball. Goes over to Holmberg on the wing. Lindsay now back to AC, trying to get a double team there, trying to get out of trouble. Got twisted up and taken away by the Rams. Now here's a steal by Nicole. She just picks the pocket there of Beach and says, wait a second, we have the lead. And we do, 18-17. Nicole just determined to take it. 5 seconds. Beach couldn't get the ball in. Great job by Brittany and Holmberg. Came up guarding their players well, and Nicole putting pressure on Beach, trying to throw that pass in. And Alexia apparently, I was watching Gunderson making the cut there, and Alexia moving up and screening off at the wrong time. Nicole going to the bench. She's got holding her shoulder over there. She is holding it earlier, too. Mashenko is not going to catch up with that one. As it goes off of her, she lost the dribble thanks to some defense there by Carlson and Holmberg as she went by, knocked the ball free, and then watch out. Here's another steal. Beach back the other way. Lila puts her hands up, stops the shot, and Beach still got it underneath. Slips it out to Johnson, and Aaron's shot in and out. The ball tipped out of there, and Lila comes away with it. Hands off to Gardner, coming up the sideline. Gardner still got it in the lane, left-hander off the glass. No, as Eileen Johnson with the rebound. Brittany almost, I'd say she's rushing her shots. The last two shots I've seen, she has just not taking her time. She's just trying to get that ball up there before someone gets to her. And just needs to settle down a bit. She'll be fine. I think yesterday's game, the second half, was tough for her because of that. In the first half, too. I mean, the way they guarded her tightly like that. Reddington girls. So it made it difficult. Yeah, we've got a timeout on the floor here. 18-17 score, 1 point lead for Sandpoint. As we're fighting over coffee here this morning. The weather here has been fine, folks, too. It's been beautiful for the kids, I think, to get around. I've seen the mountain several times, Denali. And today, again, another blue sky day. A little chilly, though. We hit in the teens, minus teens, this morning through the night. So, but crisp, chilly, no wind. And I think they've enjoyed walking around and being out and around this place. Here's Grenier going to get fouled by Alexia, I believe. Like Faith got in front, but Alexia reached in from the side, trying to help out. That's all. Grenier, though, there's that aggressive move for this six-footer and just a freshman. Like I said, you look around and watch these tournaments throughout the state and you pick out different kids where you go, man, that one, if she puts this together and does that, be another one of those Alaska players that goes on to play somewhere in college even. And there's a lot of small colleges out there, those of you listening in. Here's the rebound off the miss by Grenier. Faith has it, and Faith gets it out to Brittany. Beach had the first one. Faith got the second one. Gardner with a nice pass inside to Lila. Lila couldn't get anything up there. The defense was right there, and she was turned. If she just turned the other way, might have had that shot right away, but she came across from the right side, and here's Gardner with it. Bounces it off the foot of Aaron Johnson. We're at the one-minute mark, and we're tied at 18. One free throw from Grenier tied it up, and now Sandpoint trying to take the lead. Here's Lila, top of the key, with Bijan. And Eileen Johnson steps in front of that pass. Eileen's going to take it to the hole for two. Johnson puts Sioux Valley on top now, 20-18. 10-point lead almost throughout the first and second quarter, and then Sioux Valley has picked up the lead here by 1 point, 17-16. Nicole answered that with a steal in the bucket, and now they pick it up by a 2-point lead, 20-18, and they have the ball, 35 seconds to go in the half. And here's Aaron Johnston, tries a shot, Holmberg with the rebound. And that was Lindsay actually with the rebound. Here's Faith underneath, too far underneath, couldn't get the shot up cleanly. Kind of rushed that one too, as here's Beach at the other end. She misses. Grenier over the top, grabs that rebound but can't bake it in. There's 5 seconds left. Here comes Gardner. She's got to put it up and does. She's got it. How about Gardner, the buzzer beater? Brittany Gardner hits the shot, her first of the half here, I think, and it's a three. Takes away the 2-point lead. Sandpoint leads by one after one half a play. Well, Gardner's been struggling, but that time she took her time, knew when she had to shoot, put it in beautifully off the dribble, the three from the left wing. And Sandpoint at 21, Sioux Valley at 20. Entertaining first half by both ball clubs here. And you got all the action right here on KSDP. That's AM 830 in Sandpoint. I'm going to send it back to Virgil in the studios for a 60-second break. We'll be back here for our halftime stats and more from Sioux Valley High School up there on the Parks Highway, about mile 99.
Did I lose that? I did. I took myself off the internet stream. Whoops. Aleutians Eastboro, City of Sandpoint, City of King Cove, Shumian Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, Goulds and Sons in King Cove, Alaska, the Barefoot Inn, Cold Bay, Alaska, Tall Alaska, all over Alaska, and Peninsula Airways all throughout the Southwest. Back to you, Carl.
Well, here in the second period, the Sioux Valley Rams overtook the Eagles as they led by as many as 4 or 5 points after the first quarter, 13-8, and 5-4 throughout that second period. Then the Rams got the lead. Beach kind of picking up the defense there, and it spread throughout the Rams. They ended up taking the lead at 17-16. Then it turned to a 20-18 lead after the three-point play, I believe it was, got in there. Anyway, Eileen Johnston with that steal, actually. We tied it up at 18. They tied it with the free throw, and then Johnston with that steal, and they thought, man, with 30-some seconds to go, they had the ball back and the 20-18 lead. The girls, though, played some good D to finish that out. The pass came out to Gardner, and up she came. Saw the clock winding down, took her time, and winged in a three-pointer from the left wing right off the dribble. Nothing but net to give them a 21-20 lead after the first half here. Now, Nicole Gunderson, though, went out, still holding her shoulder over there, took the that flex tape off her shoulder, and she's been out for a while. She heard it in there somewhere where it early on and stayed in the game for a little bit and then came out after her steal had restored the lead at 18-17. So Nicole leading the way with 7 points for the girls. And then actually Holmberg leading the way with 8 points for the girls. She had the 2 3-pointers, so Lindsay Holmberg with 8 and the 2-pointer in the lane there off the pass from Faith. So those two girls, 8 and 7, 15 of the 21 points right there. Then a two-pointer from Faith Carlson. And with a total of 4 points is Brittany Gardner. She had the three-pointer and the free throw to put 4 points on the board. So, Coach Rainell Gardner, got to be excited with the way they're playing here. And they've got a second half to play. Foul trouble, though, for Sioux Valley. They've only got the five players. They've got Eileen Johnston with four fouls. So she's going to have to watch it. But they've played with four players before. They finished the game with three, I understand, too. So good hustling little team. But let's see if the Lady Eagles can come back in the second half and continue the way they did in the first half and pick up the victory in fifth place here at the Crowley Classic. We're going to send it back to Virgil there in the studios, KSDP, 830 a.m. in Sandpoint, APradio.org. You can pick it up there as well. And we'll be back for second half action 5 minutes from now.
Marked on my clock, and we'll let Carl have a break. And everybody else, hey, grab some breakfast, another cup of coffee. We have Eagles, the Lady Eagles, on right now. We have a full day of tournament basketball, winding it down or winding it up to the championship. And keep that 5 minutes. We'll have some halftime entertainment during this game. Steve Miller Band, Dance, Dance, Dance.
My grandpa, he's 95, and he keeps on dancing. He's still alive. My grandma, she's 92. She loves to dance and sing some too. I don't know, but I've been told if you keep on dancing, you'll never grow old. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance all night long. I'm a hard-working man. I'm a son of a gun. I've been working all week in the noonday sun. The woods in the kitchen and the cows in the barn. I'm all cleaned up and my chores are all done. Take my hand and come along. Let's go out and have some fun. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance all night long. You know when you smile, I've got to say, you're my honey pumpkin lover, you're my heart's delight. Don't you want to go out tonight? You're such a pretty lady, you're such a sweet girl. When you dance, it brightens up my world. Come on, darling, put a pretty dress on. We're gonna go out tonight. And dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance. Dance, dance, dance all night long.
The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327. That's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball.
All right, sticking with the 90s, we're going back to it. Here's some Green Day.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs in still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Sorry to interrupt, Billy Joe, but I think that we are ready to go back to courtside. Here's Carl Pulliam. All right, I'll hold that in queue for just a little bit and see what develops. probably hopped in a little bit too early. This is Virgil, this is KSDP, and we are proud to bring you Lady Eagles basketball from Susitna Valley. We'll try that one more time. Carl Pulliam. All right, well, we've got 5 minutes, six now. And let me bring up another track. My apologies. And we'll see what we can do.
Don't drink the water.
Bye-bye to Dave Matthews. Say hello to Carl Pulliam back at the courtside after halftime.
Well, and our halftime break was a little longer than the girls, it looks like. They got started right on time, apparently, and, of course, I was off time. But here's Gardner for Sandpoint. Tries to Oh, the girls had that call reversed. They thought it was their ball. I did, too. But anyway, we're underway in the second half, and Sioux Valley got the first two buckets. Nicole came back and answered with the two. And then, or Gunderson, rather, answered Brittany. or Gardner. No, Nicole had the two. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. And then here's Grenier getting another bucket inside. She's picked up a couple here in the second half. Yeah. Here's Nicole breaking pressure, and that's Sioux Valley putting pressure in the backcourt. Nicole breaks it there. She's actually taking the strips off her shoulder. Nice job by her to just take that dribble right up strong and go to the hoop with it. So a 27-25 score here early in the second half. Here's Grenier, who takes the miss and banks it in off the glass. And ahead to Nicole, comes again, is trying to break that pressure. Fouled by Grenier, and she'll go to the line for two shots. So Brittany, sensing what's happening there too, gets that pass ahead quickly, and Nicole, no hesitation, takes it to the hole. Gunnarsson at the line, trying to get this lead back as Sioux Valley comes out storming the court. And here's the second shot up by Nicole. Misses on that one, too. That's unusual for her to have that happen. She's a good free throw shooter. Ooh, Beach with the high dribble, no call. Faith Carlson tries to knock it free, but gets it back to Mashenko. And now down in the corner to Eileen Johnson. Here's the shot out there by Aaron Johnson. Rebounded by Mashenko, though. Long rebound on those three-pointers. Eileen Johnson with the two. So Eileen makes it 31-25 now. Sioux Valley by six. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. Five had been the biggest lead for Sandpoint back in the first half. So this third period turned around quickly at the start by the girls from Sioux Valley. Nicole down the right side. Shot is off, and Grenier with the rebound now gets it out to Beach. Beach pulls up the dribble as Lila stays with her. Now has it knocked free. Gardner with the steal. Gardner's going to take it to the hoop left side. Too hard off the glass. Lila has it, though, and puts it in on the rebound. Lila gets the bucket there off the putback. As Gardner with the steal. That's the way to do it, girls, with defense. And Lila comes over to hound. And there's another knockdown pass by Gardner. Gardner's got Lila on the other side. Lila takes her time, puts it in from Gardner. Steal Gardner and assist Gardner. A two-pointer, Lila on back-to-back runouts there after the steal. 31-29, Sandpoint within two. Timeout for Sioux Valley. Well, yeah, the girls, this, like we talk about the even matches throughout the day on the championship day, and my goodness, this one is just the perfect matchup for these two teams. Both teams using their leaders there out there and zeroing in on the things they can do. Grenier, in this half, she's got a couple of putbacks already. I think we got her down for 6 points already in the half, or 4 points anyway. Using her height inside, and then Gardner here with her quickness. And she's a good, strong kid, too, as knocks down that pass and then right on top of it quickly. And Nicole to the bench again. She's holding ice packs on the shoulder this time. So Nicole, the senior, suffering through that injury. But being careful. Lindsay Holmberg out there with Faith Carlson now. Alexia Holmberg, along with Lila Gunderson and Brittany Gardner. Here is Mashenko trying to go into the lane to Grenier. Ball knocked down by Lila. To the floor it goes. And Lindsay had it. Now with Beach on the floor, comes up with it off the dribble. She started dribbling it while she was on the floor. Got it out to Aaron Johnson. Beach with the rebound, puts it up and in, fouled by Alexia. And Dylan Beach will be at the line for the three-point play, 33-29. That was one of those plays where, too, that getting after that basketball, Holmberg had a shot at it on the floor there, but that's where it was taken away by Beach. She came lineman in there and grabbed it. The three-point play good. Here's Alexia, long pass ahead from Gardner. Doesn't get that one. Carlson tries to put up the shot and blocked by Grenier. Carlson right in good position again for that offensive board, but Grenier with the long arms got a piece of it. Now Beach wheeling around the left side. Comes up to Mashenko. Gardner drops back to pick up Beach again on the pass to her. And there's Mashenko. Shot misses. Eileen Johnston with the rebound. Holmberg inside position, but Grenier takes it away and puts it in off the glass. So the height of Sioux Valley taking over here. And Nicole's going to come back in. The Sioux Valley girls just taking over on the inside. And the girls are just going to have to get more aggressive to get after that basketball. And that includes both Holmberg girls, too. But with Nicole back in there, maybe she can help kind of lead the way on that. Faith is going to take a seat for a little bit. And for Sioux Valley, they'll be on defense. The girls bring it up. A three-point play by Beach, then the two-pointer from Grenier, and all of a sudden it's a seven-point game after Gardner's back-to-back steals and Lila Gunderson's back-to-back baskets. There's Holmberg. Out on the wing, she gets it back to Lila. Now Lila in the corner from Brittany as they're working the left side. Nicole comes up to help out. It's good defense by Beach on Lila. And trying to go into the lane, the ball not free, and Aaron Johnston comes up with it. Nicole trying to dribble through the seam there and did, but Lila got a, Johnston got a piece of it, and here's Grenier. Banks it in off the glass from about 10 feet. She's starting to scare me with how she's gotten better each game. Now here she is with the foul, though, as Nicole driving to the hoop. So Gunderson will go to the line. You can see the redness on that shoulder, too, where she's been keeping the ice pack. Let's hope the senior can get some rest after this tournament and maybe get that back to 100%. So let's see, that's three fouls on Grenier. There's four on Eileen Johnston. And here's Holmberg. Lindsay with the rebound in traffic. Now puts it up off the glass as she couldn't really get it out to anybody. Here's a steal by Brittany. Goes into Nicole Gunderson, fouled by Beach. And Brittany with another steal. Gardner coming up with some good plays here. 38-29. The score. Here's Gunderson. Nicole gets the pass on the inbound flight. Blocked by Grenier again. Back the other way. Gunderson's going to come across from the side. They're going to call a foul on that. As he came across in front of Aaron Johnston, knocked the ball free, and thought she had the clean steal there, but Faith Carlson will check in for her. Mashenko now cross court over to Beach. Dillon back out to Mashenko. Now to Aaron Johnston. And in the lane, there is Grenier again. Misses on this one. Ball tapped out by Lila right to Brittany. And Gardner measures it and can't hit it. Oh, she pulled up just right, it looked like. I thought she was going to get that one. She had three Sioux Valley players right behind her and couldn't get the shot to go. And now count the basket by Beach and Gardner with the foul on the reach. And, oh, boy, that was not a good turn of events for the girls there as Gardner picked up her fourth foul. Then at the other end, Beach with a little runner. And Sioux Valley stretching out here now, leading 40-29, Beach to the line. So both Nicole and Brittany have four fouls apiece. Talk about the foul trouble for Sioux Valley in the first half as Beach hits the shot. And this third quarter has been unkind to the Sandpoint girls. Lila Gunderson in a double team and at the half court line. It's still going to belong to the Lady Eagles, but 107 to go here in this third. She's got to run the show, Lila does up here. Flips it over to AC, Buenaventura in there with Alexia. Alexia with it right now. Out to AC as Buenaventura keeps the dribble. Now goes to Lila. Down the baseline goes Lila. Still got it. Finds Faith Carlson and Faith. Fouled there by Aaron Johnston. As it'll be Sandpoint basketball. So they come into Lila Gunderson. Out to AC. Three-pointer on the way for her. She's got it. Buenaventura, three-pointer. She came out there, took that pass, and nothing but net. She didn't hesitate either. You saw her that she's just so small but aggressive. You know, she gets out there and wants to get in it and does right there with the three. Big shot for her. And for the girls, there are 24 seconds to go, and they'll have it back. Sioux Valley turns it over. Lila comes into AC. 41-32, they cut it back to a single-digit lead at nine. Here's a steal by Mashenko. Mashenko back the other way. AC right there with her and blocks the shot, but gets the foul. So Mashenko will go to the line for two. But Buenaventura made sure she wasn't going to make the basket. my. Here's Mashenko's first shot. It is short. And one more coming up for her. Got Holmberg and Carlson on the inside position there. For any misses, this ball comes off. Didn't hit the rim, though. So it's Sandpoint basketball, and down by nine. They could use another bucket. Here comes AC. What's it? 10 seconds on the clock. From behind, picked clean there by Mashenko. Tipped out. Dylan Beach back the other way. Scores it off the glass and in. 43-32. Lila Gunderson won't have time for the shot. And that's the end of the third period. Sandpoint comes or sees their lead evaporate and looks up at the scoreboard down 43-32 after three. They got a fourth quarter to go, though. We'll see how it turns out. All the action right here on KSDP on Championship Day. Back to Virgil in the studios for a quick 60-second break.
Whoopsie. Stepped out of the room for just a second. Got caught at the quarter break. Luckily, I hit that reset button. I know how many seconds I get. Might as well tell you what the weather's like. Everybody's out there in that beautiful land of Talkeetna. Over in Sandpoint, we are currently 38 degrees Fahrenheit. At the airport, keep in mind, at the airport, it's variable 3 miles an hour. Now, looking over at King Cove, we have a 38 degrees as well, light rain. Winds from the east, 24 miles per hour. You probably feel those from the southeast over here. And let's see what else we got. You know how to check NOAA's weather. And we'll get that out in a little bit. We're supposed to have some gusts come through the Alaska Peninsula, so please be aware. Gusts up to 54 today and tonight. Please be safe. Secure your belongings. But right now we're going to hand it back courtside.
And Nicole Gunderson with four apiece. There's foul trouble for Sioux Valley, too. They have, I mean, Johnson has four, but she hasn't had any problems since then. Here's going to be a foul on Aaron Johnston as Lila Gunderson with the steal off the tip pass. Five team fouls apiece. That's a third on Aaron. So foul trouble for Grenier. and Aaron Johnston. They each have three. Eileen Johnston with four for Sioux Valley. So both teams are going to have to fight through foul problems. Here's Gardner in the lane. Brittany's one-hander just misses, and it's going to be off the Eagles. No, it's going to be off Sioux Valley. Yeah. That's what everybody thought, and the referee was still waiting for the Eagle girls to get there. That shot, Lila Gunderson trying to get the basketball, ended up with the Sioux Valley girl instead. She had a wrestling hold on her. She thought she had the ball. And Lila instead had all girl, no ball. That was something there. So Lila with the takedown, no points on that, but just a scramble for the ball, and I think that was Johnson who pulled it away. There, nice double team. Acey gets in there for it too, and they break it free. So Buenaventura, good hustling defense. Here comes Gardner over to Acey, puts a fake on, puts it up, got it. Acey Buenaventura with another bucket. Off a great fake, took the dribble in and popped the shot from about 8 feet right on the left side of the key. Great job by the young lady. Grenier ahead of the pack. They break the pressure in the backcourt, and they get the basket back. But this is the kind of confidence builder you get when you get the girls out there like that. Mashenko bumping Gardner coming up against the Sioux Valley pressure. Foul on Mashenko, her first, team sixth. Gardner will inbound. 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Comes into Acey. Dillon with her, Beach has tough place to pass in there, and the ball picked off by Sioux Valley. Now comes over to Beach, puts up the two-pointer. She's got it. And the weak side defender's got to come over, and Holmberg a little late. Got to recognize those things right away. Here comes Nicole. Nobody there. Nicole would have got the end one, but the foul on Aaron Johnston will send her to the line for two anyway. And that's four on Johnston, Aaron Johnston. So we're getting to that spot where both teams have a lot of girls with four fouls. We might be seeing that four-man team out there before you know it. 6:10 on the clock here, 47-35 score. But sometimes with four, it's interesting how that works out. Nicole rattles this one in and out, gets one of two. And a blocking foul called on Nicole. So the first one to go out is going to be Gunderson. Lila comes back in. And it's going to be one and one at the other end now. Nicole thought she had baseline or sideline over there, foot on the sideline, but over for the blocking. And Nishenko's shot good on the first one. So with the one and one, Nishenko comes up and hits the first one after missing two. And too badly the first time, first trip there. This time comes up a little short. Holmberg with the rebound, gets it out to Faith. Carlson quickly to Gardner. Gardner still got it. Down the lane she goes. Too hard off the glass. Hasn't been able to hit that runner like that as Beach nearly traveled with it there, holding that dribble. Acey just missing the steal there or the tip pass. 48-35 score, 5.5 minutes to go. Comes out to Beach. Guarded out there by Gardner. Gardner with four fouls, too. She's going to have to watch it. Holmberg comes out and pressures the shot. Ball off the hands of Faith Carlson and right into the hands of Lila Gunderson. Hard rebound there as Gardner saves the possession. She lost the handle on it and slapped it back, and Lila was right there. Lila still got it. On the dribble, looking for help. Finds Holmberg. Holmberg, a two-pointer from left baseline, misses there, and rebound by Aaron Johnson. Johnson will bring it up as we come up to the five-minute mark, 48-35. Bulls are going to have to pressure more, and that's the kind of thing to do. AC comes down the lane and near steal there, knocks it out of the hands of Grenier as she was wide open. Holmberg had the outside wing person, and AC recognized and dropped down to help. Comes into Grenier. Back to Beach. Beach runs into Brittany there, but hits the shot. 50-35. Here comes Gardner again in the lane. There's the lefty she needs. No, won't drop this time. AC with the near steal from behind. Beach still got the dribble. Brings it up court. 4.5 minutes to go. Sioux Valley with the lead and the ball. Grenier misses a shot. Has the rebound taken away by Faith Carlson. Carlson gets it back to Gardner. And we come up to that halfway mark of the fourth quarter. There's the bump by Mashenko. Gardner will shoot a 1-1. Two points here. They need everything from here on out, really, and they got to have some stops at the other end. As this time is critical in games like this. So 1-1, and Gardner's shot spins in the cylinder, round and round, and then pops out. 50-35 score. As Johnson crossing over, takes the inbounds pass from Beach. She keeps the dribble. Lila comes up to grab her now, and then over to Beach on the wing. They're going to run the clock from the outside there, and the girl's going to have to tighten up. Lila now does. As Gunnarsson comes up and fouls, actually, Mashenko. She gets a little too tight there for that. Lila picks up her second, team's eighth. Missing on the shot is Mashenko. Gets it back, tries it again, and Carlson battling in there. Mashenko comes away with it again. And here's Mashenko from the baseline, though. But Eileen Johnson with the rebound put back, no. And then to Grenier, and Grenier misses. Foul's going to be called instead on Faith Carlson. And a tough break for the Eagle girls here that they gave up quite a few shots inside there, and then Carlson ends up with the foul. Grenier gets the first one on the two-shot foul. And Grenier looking for the second. This one also good. Two for two from the line. As here comes Gardner with it up quickly. Trying to go ahead to Carlson. And off the hands, it'll be Sioux Valley basketball. Little pressure in the backcourt by Buenaventura. She's trying to stay in front of Johnson, and then there's going to be a push on AC. And Aaron Johnson will go to the line for a couple. So at the line, Aaron trying to stretch this lead out. This is on the first one. It's a two-shot bonus now. Second one coming from Johnson. Almost on the way. Now it's on the way. And she banks this one in. Timeout for Sioux Valley, and they've run out now to a 53-35 lead as the girls from Sandpoint look like this one's going to end up in Sioux Valley's favor at this point, but still 3:20 on the clock. And like I said, there's a lot of foul trouble out there. Unfortunately, it seems to have hurt Sandpoint more. Nicole's been on the sideline there for a bit. Looking down the matchups here again, we got good games across the board. This has been a good one, too. Sandpoint, though, just that third quarter came out and never really recovered from it. But the third or the fifth-place boys game is Nenana and Tri-Valley. That one coming up next. Then Reddington plays Tri-Valley on the girls' side. That'll be a good one. There's some Reddington's not a bad girls' team there, too, and neither is Tri-Valley. Tri-Valley at the state tournament last year at 1A. But the King Cove girls taking care of business there, sent them into that third-place game. Then King Cove boys will be up at 1:30. That's our next game on KSDP for third place against the Reddington boys. And Reddington boys are a good, solid ball club. Good height there, too. And I think Lila might get called for a foul on Iz. So we'll be back to the free throw line again. This time Dylan Beach will be shooting. So for Sioux Valley, 3:09 to go here. The 18-19 point lead now, 54-35. And Beach at the line, one more to go. This young lady's got so much energy. She went out to congratulate people. You know how they like to slap hands, and so she gets through from the line. It makes it 55-35. And here's a foul on Beach now. That's only her second of the game. Sends Lila to the free throw line. So Gunderson lines up the first one and has it. Lila gets one more. Ninth team foul on Sioux Valley. So a double bonus the next time around. We're still just over 3 minutes to go. 55-36, 55-37. She gets them both. Low pressure in the backcourt there. Beach breaks it easily. As Machenko has it out on the wing. Now Machenko getting around Lila, goes inside, gets her own rebound. This time AC inside trying to block her out. Eileen Johnson gets the rebound and put back, but is fouled on the put back. The foul is going to be on Gardner. So that's all for Gardner. So we talked about the Sioux Valley foul trouble back in the first half. Eileen Johnson had four fouls, and now she's at the line to shoot two as two Eagle players, Brittany Gardner and Nicole Gunderson, have fouled out of this one. And Eileen rattles the first one out as one more coming. ...55-37 game, 2:41 on the clock. Here comes the next one. This one also off. Rebound to Beach. Underneath is Lindsay Holmberg and Alexia battling in there. Lindsay gets a hand on the shot by Johnston there as she follows it. And into the hands of Lila goes. Gunderson to Holmberg out on the three-point line, and it's a long two. As a foot on the line, 55-39. Now here's Beach with it to Machenko. Coming up on the two-minute mark. Machenko works it to Beach, and Faith is there. Nearly ties her up. Beach able to pull it away. As Beach drives to the hoop, and then the foul is going to be called on Alexia. So Holmberg picks up her third. Two shots coming up for Dylan Beach. Beach, we mentioned that super freshman here. And she handles the ball well. She does everything on the court well. plays not like a freshman at all. And, well, she's got the six-footer out there, too, Grenier, that she just gets better every game, too, as Alexia had a rebound briefly, then tied up as she brings the ball down. Machenko, Beach, and Grenier all got hands on it. Got to protect that basketball. And a timeout for Sioux Valley. Leading 56-39 here, 1:56 on the clock. Short timeout for the Lady Rams here. As the Sandpoint girls are going to be on the short end probably of this one, it looks like. But they played well. Seen some good improvement, too. And nice to see AC out there today getting a couple of shots to go and seeing that she recognized what to do to get an open shot on that second one. She had no hesitation on her three, then saw the defender coming, faked the ball up, took the dribble, and scored on a little eight-footer in the lane. So things like that. Faith Carlson's development through the games here has been fantastic. As here comes AC, the rebound by Lindsay Holmberg. AC on the floor, gets it out to Lila. Now to Faith down low, off the glass, not there. Grenier with the rebound, but Faith, good shot there. Just didn't drop for her. And Beach brings it up court, stopped by Lila. Now Machenko going by Carlson. And it's going to be Sandpoint basketball, 56-39, 1:27 on the clock, and the Lady Eagles will have it. Lila Gunderson brings it up with AC. Now she'll go left side and throws deep down on the baseline to Holmberg. She overshoots that baseline shot. Had she been out of the three-point line, that was probably in, but she was about 12 feet away instead of 18. Machenko with it. 1 minute to go here. And Johnston to Grenier in the lane. Too hard off the glass. Grenier, her own rebound, and puts it up and in. She holds the ball high overhead. She's doing some things that you just don't, you know, when kids pick that up as a freshman, it's like, wow. Now all you got to do is teach them to do this and this and this. And they got to work on this and this and this. And, boy, she just got some key things in play right now. Well, here's the tap out of bounds. It comes into Buenaventura. Back to Lila. Three-pointer for her. It's off the glass. Holmberg gives chase but can't get to it. Lindsay out there in a wing there. Those three-pointers, usually those are long rebounds. Got to recognize that. Get to a spot instead of chasing out for it. And there's a pick by AC against Beach. Good job by Buenaventura. Has Lila across the way. Yes! AC with the assist, the steal, and Lila with the bucket. Man, that's some good ball playing there by Buenaventura. Great defense. That was a perfect pick, too, reaching in there and with the hand from underneath. The time's going to wind down, but a nice way to finish there. As the Lady Eagles are going to be the sixth-place finishers here. They dropped this one 58-41, the final score. Sioux Valley are fifth-place finishers on the girls' side. Well-played game, though, by both teams. We'll be back with our post-game wrap-up, and we'll send it back to Virgil at KSDP Studios for a quick 60-second timeout. Set you up for this afternoon's schedule as well.
Thank you very much, Carl. How about this one?
The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint is a proud sponsor of high school basketball and KSDP. Serving the communities of Alaska since 1868, the Alaska Commercial Store offers groceries and other household items. For more details, 383-3111. The Alaska Commercial Company in Sandpoint, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
A little bit of a heartbreaker right there. The Sandpoint Lady Eagles coming out below But congratulations to the Sioux Valley Rams. We are going to head back here in just a couple of moments and get the wrap-up and get the outlook as well. We have King Cove, then Sandpoint. We have King Cove starting at 1:30 against Reddington Senior. Here, though, is Carl Pulliam to tell you more.
Virgil, we've just been talking here, too, about some of the freshmen here and some of the development we see these kids. And, boy, got a point right out, too, with AC. The way she finished the game there, Buenaventura ended up with, let's see, the 5 points. She had the two-pointer and the three-pointer. And then the steal and assist on the last play of the game. And just a great job by her to recognize, hey, I'm going to have to be in there and do the best I can. And, boy, did she. What a neat thing to see. And just a freshman. Then you've got freshman Alexa Holmberg, Lindsay Holmberg, a sophomore, Faith Carlson, sophomore, Lila Gunderson, sophomore, Brittany Gardner coming back next year as a senior, and Nicole Gunderson, the senior, out with that injury a little bit, too, and the foul trouble. But this is a fun team to watch. They got a lot of potential there. They dropped this game, the final 58-41, led in scoring by Lindsay Holmberg with her 10 points. She's got two in the second half to go with the 8 points in the first half. 8 points for Lila Gunderson. She had a nice second half, Lila did. And then five for AC Buenaventura, as we mentioned, four for Brittany Gardner, and two for Faith Carlson. And leading the way, the senior, even though she fouled out with a little over 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and with the bum shoulder, Nicole Gunderson, she comes up with 13 points to lead the way for her Lady Eagles squad. Well, that's it for our morning games. We got an afternoon set up that's going to look pretty good. We start at 1:30. It'll be the T-Jacks playing for third place against Reddington. That'll be a battle, folks. It should be a beauty. And then coming up after that, the girls' championship game, another beauty, as Nenana, the runners-up last year at 2A girls' state championship. They'll be playing your rookies, and that game at 3 o'clock. Then at 4:30, the Sandpoint Eagles take the court, and they'll be playing the homestanding and super big Sioux Valley Rams. So that should be a beauty as well. 1:30, 3 o'clock, 4:30, all the basketball right here on KSDP, APradio.org. And we'll have Virgil at the board to carry you through it, too, and me as well. I'm Carl Pulliam. Till then, have a great day, and we'll be back for more basketball at 1:30 right here on KSDP.